This is Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV, and joining us now, Nikki Dorner, running for Circle Pines City Council. It will be a special election. Thanks for stopping by, Nikki, and tell the viewers a little bit about yourself.
Like you said, I'm Nikki Dorner. I've lived in the Circle Pines area for 11 years now. My kids, I have two kids, they go to school and play in the city. I really like it.
Did you have like an epiphany or some magic moment where you said, hey, I want to be on the city council in Circle Pines?
No, another council member, Steve, said that at the time there was a position open and he told me to apply. It was an appointed position because somebody had left, and I applied and I got the job. So,
yeah, awesome. What have you learned in your stint on the council so far?
Oh, I've learned a lot, and there's still a lot to learn, but a lot about local government. I really came in not knowing a lot of anything, so I've learned just about all these separate entities and how they all combine together, like police and fire and the cable commission. It's been a lot, but it's been really fun.
Yeah, and the macro view for people not in local government, they just think it all magically happens. But yeah. Now you know, when you peel back the onion,
right.
it's an interesting process, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is.
So why do you want to now get back in and stay on the council? Obviously, you enjoy it, right?
Yeah, I do enjoy it. And I've been on the council for nearly a year. It'll be a year in November. And first of all, I'd like to say I have the council that we already have is great. The mayor is great, and our city admin is great, and I feel very fortunate to be with the people, and not only do I want to stay with them, but I like helping our community.
What do you think Circle Pines is good at right now as a city?
I think they're good at supporting their community, and we have the most beautiful parks and trails. We're really, I don't mean to brag, but we're really good at a lot of things.
Yeah, and Circle Pines, like Lino Lakes and some of these smaller outer ring suburbs, a lot of people say these are gems. I mean, you have parks, you have trails, you have nature, and yet if you want to go down the interstate, you're in St. Paul or Minneapolis in 20 to 30 minutes. Best of both worlds, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Is that why you stay there?
We stay there for that. I particularly like the outdoors. I like to kayak, I like to walk, I like to bike. But my kids, they go to school. We love our school. We love the district. We love the community we're in. I have a son that plays sports. Both of them do. And the sports that we have in our area are phenomenal. So we're really fortunate in those areas as well.
What would you like to see Circle Pines do better at?
That's really a hard one because, you know, I've lived in other cities that aren't run as smoothly. I guess maybe the best thing I could say was I'd like to hear more from the community. I'd like to see more people at our meetings, at the council meetings, just to hear what they have to say and get more feedback, engage them more.
Have you been out door knocking?
I have not.
Okay.
No.
So if you're at the supermarket or maybe you run into somebody in the city randomly and they find out you're running for city council, are you hearing about certain issues, certain concerns that people want you to address?
You know, not really. I haven't heard. You know, I see a lot of people from our community because my kid plays sports. Mm-hmm. So at football games and baseball games, and it's kind of minor things, maybe like, you know, a plow hit a mailbox, or there's really not like a large issue.
Let's start with some core issues, infrastructure. Where do you think Circle Pines ranks now as far as roads and, you know, just keeping the city up to date?
Well, they just finished, I think it was a 12-year-long road mm-hmm. project. And so right now our roads are great. They have a maintenance plan to keep them that way. When I moved in 11 years ago, that was the same year that we had our street done. And it improved. We had like roots in our sewer. So when the city came in and they removed the trees in our front yard and they put in the new street and the new line to the house, we never had, especially with the trees being removed, we never had the problem again. And I can't say enough about the city streets. I lived in St. Paul for a while, and if you compare the two, it's night and day.
Yeah. What have you learned about public works and how critical it is to have a public works department that's up to snuff?
Well, I'm still learning a lot about the public works, but I believe that's like, you know, our utilities and our water, and it takes a lot to run those things. And we have a great utilities commission. It's hard to say things because it's all run so well.
Mm-hmm. What about budget decisions? Obviously, you have a finite amount of money that the city can spend. Are there certain things that you'd like to see the city address as far as, you know, money and spending it wisely?
Yeah, and because I like to be outside, I would like to see some more money put into our parks. Mm-hmm. We have some parks that are older that need some maintenance, but as far as budget goes, that's being worked into the budget. Again, you know, our streets are part of the budget. That's an ongoing, the trails also, it's in supporting our police and fire and all those other companies is those parts, those moving parts.
Right. And the parks and trails really are a critical part of Circle Pines, aren't they?
Yes.
Can they be better?
Always. I mean, there's always maintenance. And like I said, we have some older buildings that could use some updating, and those are things that is really being looked at right now for our parks now that that main street project is done.
One of the issues that comes up in all the cities in the North Metro area is on August 1, as you know, Minnesota made marijuana legal.
Yes.
And now these cities are respective islands all across the state of Minnesota trying to figure out how to navigate this new world of cannabis. Should it be monetized? Should you ban it in public spaces? Do you have any thoughts just on the whole process of marijuana?
Yeah, I do. And it is tricky because, you know, it was pretty quick decision on this part of the state, and they're still working out some kinks. But we've looked at it as a city right now, and we're looking at keeping out of the parks and public spaces. And I've always been to the side where in your home, I don't really, you know, it's not my business what you mm-hmm. do in your home. But when you're out in public around children and elderly, it's just respectful to not, you know, be smoking marijuana or vaping. So it is what it is. I just would rather not have it in public spaces.
Right. And would you also put, you know, tobacco use and alcohol use under that same umbrella?
I would say for the most part, yes. That's walking a fine line. I don't see tobacco. In our parks, we don't allow alcohol. Mm-hmm. So I don't see any of that. But tobacco, I've been in the parks and I haven't seen it as a problem, but it's always on my radar. If it would be a problem, then I'd have to say we'd have to look into it and decide whether if that's something we'd like to ban as well.
You brought up fire and police. Do you think Circle Pines is checking both of those boxes right now in a positive way?
Yeah, I really do. Living in the neighborhood, I see them drive by my house all the time. I like that they're visible mm-hmm. and they stop and they talk to the kids. And I think it's really important that we have, that you see police as people and not just as enforcement, because they're there to protect you and not just, you know, they're not the bad guy. They're the good guys.
Do you feel like you've learned a lot in the couple of years you've been on the council and now, hopefully, from your perspective, we're going to get on for another few years?
Yeah, so I've only been on the council, it'll be a year in November. I have learned a lot. I have a lot more to learn. My term will only be for another 2 years before I'll have to go up for election again. And I look forward to it. I look forward to learning more. These questions are difficult for me because I don't know a whole lot, so I'm excited to learn.
Right. Well, and some politicians, council members, want to hit the ground running once they get in. They have a lot of, you know, grandiose ideas and bold plans, and that's all good. But I think a lot of people come down to earth realizing it's not just me. It's a process.
Yeah.
We have to collaborate. Is that something you found in being on the council?
Yeah, I definitely, you definitely, it is kind of like, oh, you know, not going into the council knowing what really all of that entails, it really is like, wow, there's so many moving parts and there's so many people that make it all happen. You're just a tiny piece of all that.
Is there something that shocked you that you learned about that you had no idea was part of being on city council that you're like, wow, I didn't realize this was in the job description?
I would say the budget.
Yeah.
I had no idea
Yeah.
that we would know anything about that. I don't know where I guess I thought that came into play, or probably didn't think of it at all because I'm new. But yeah, it's interesting how the council looks at all the budget and where it goes and how it's used. It's really a good balancing act.
Is it a time-consuming position?
I would say no, not really. There are hours spent doing stuff, but I feel like I've still been able to balance my work and my job and my kids' activities very well. It's something that I enjoy doing, so I don't feel like it's like this huge time constraint.
There's always going to be disagreements, but do you feel like, generally speaking, the Circle Pine City Council, everybody's got the same goals and the same agenda, trying to move things forward in a positive way?
Yes, the council members in the city, the mayor, everybody has the same goal, and that's just to make the city better and to keep what's good and improve what's not as good.
What would be your message to the viewers right now? Why should they vote for Nikki Dorner?
I would vote for Nikki Dorner because I want to talk to people. I want to engage with people. I'm a people person. I've been in customer service for over 20 years, and it's what I love to do. I love to talk to people, and if you don't hear from the community about what their interests are or what they like and don't like, then you don't know where you can improve.
If you bump into somebody in Circle Pines and they find out that you're on the city council, what typically comes up? Do they have demands, or are they saying good job, or you need to fix this, or?
No, I don't run into as many people as some of the other council members, but I have heard that there's a large interest in pickleball courts.
Okay.
So I think that's a hot topic.
And yeah, pickleball's exploding not only in
Yep.
the Twin Cities but across the nation. Is there room? Could that be part of the Circle Pines' future agenda?
Yeah, I think that we're looking at a couple parks where we could add a pickleball court or two. So, InterPark already has pickleball courts, which is nice. They're used often. I
Right.
live right by it, so.
And it's not just something that, the seniors do anymore. I mean,
No.
pickleball's trickled down to the younger generation,
Yeah,
hasn't
my family, my husband, and my
it?
kids and I, we go hit up the pickleball court.
Very
We
good.
have a pickleball set. It's fun for the whole family. Our whole family enjoys it, and I can play it, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything you want to add, Nikki, as we get close to Election Day?
I again, I'm a big advocate of just getting out and voting, and no matter what you're voting for or who you're voting for, go out and do it. It's actually kind of fun. And I think that's, maybe I'm the only one who thinks it's fun to get out there and vote, but it's just a good idea.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, she is a Nikki Dorner running for a Circle Pine City Council, a special election. This is Local Decision 2023 on North Metro TV. Now remember, you can vote on Election Day, which is Tuesday, November 7th. Until then, you can watch all of these interviews right here on North Metro TV. You can also watch individual interviews on our North Metro TV YouTube channel. And new this year, you can listen to these interviews on the North Metro TV News podcast. You can also read more about these candidates on our website at northmetrotv.com. We have exhaustive coverage. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Nelson for North Metro TV.